Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self. With your hosts today, Nate Muhammad and James Bashir. The email is away on other prior engagements, and we're here to carry the show tonight. We'd like to start, as always, with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. And we'd like to thank Allah for granting us the opportunity to be able to share our wisdom, our mission with today's audience. We hope you get something from it that could help bring about a change in humanity. We also like to thank Brother Amin Yaksin Muhammad for granting us the opportunity to share with airtime with him. We thank Allah for all the help we can get from everyone. Our day's topic today is I'd like to just speak on the good old respect. We're talking about uniting the African-American people. And we know, or the African-American people, descendants of slaves. And as we know, the effects that our people encounter from that experience. But we also know that Allah, God, hands was all over that. It still is. Nothing happens without Allah's permission. Nothing. Nothing at all. And then once we understand that as a people, it will help ease the pain, the frustration that we encounter from my experience with slavery in everyday life as of today. God, he's the one put us on through this year. He's the one was instrumental in guiding us, directing us in all our endeavors. How do we know? All we have to do is look back again. Look back from when we first started over here, started out in slavery. Of course, we was stripped of our identity, our language, our family. We were stripped of everything. We was like a blank. And if we can use the term a newborn baby, that's fine. I can do that. But at the same time, how Allah works, he's going to put you to show you two things. He's going to show you what's heavenly and what's hell, what's haram and what's halal. All right. No, just come on in and do what you got to do. Just go ahead. I'm on the radio. I'm on the thing. Excuse me. We were just interrupted just a little bit. But it's all good, alhamdulillah. But we have to come back and distinguish how our Lord works. He showed you hell. He showed you heaven. He shows you, though, both those things so you can be able to identify with it. And, of course, by our struggling going through it, we have to go through the stages, as Imam Muhammad taught us about these three stages of growth and development: physical, intelligent, and spiritual. So, Allah, I already said now I can reflect back on now I can see what Allah's trying to show us. He takes me through the physical thing where they drug you through the mud, did everything rotten to you as he can. He showed you. And that's the physical thing from Haran. We would call it Haran today. But he also showed you the right way. Because every generation, every decade, our people got a little better. So we learned a little more. We didn't know nothing down at the time. We've been stripped of everything, so we don't know nothing. So we had to. Allah said he's forming us the way he wants us to be. He chose us as a people. He have other people who might say they the chosen one. But if you're the chosen one, who you chose for? Who chose you to do what you want? We can see that Allah's hand was on us. God's hand was with us, guiding us through all that. Of course, we went through some hell. Allah said he's going to challenge you in your conviction. And everything we went through, we caught hell. But at the same time, we progress. We progress in a form of understanding the atmosphere we was in. Here we are all the way to the point of now. We are accomplished. We accomplished a lot. Everybody had their own journey that they went through. They can stand up. Whereas at one time, we was considered three-fifths of a man. Today, we all men. All men and women. We all that. So now we can stand up. We can stand up and direct. And you should listen to how the people, they know their stuff. They know whatever Allah guided them on, they almost mastered it. And they could stand up proud. I remember when everybody was standing up for Barack or what's his name, Barack Obama. And I'm sitting here saying, yeah. And what that showed for the kids is that you can be anything you want to be as long as you work hard for it. And the people was proud of that. And I said, okay, now what you going to do? What we going to do? Now we've seen that we can do all this individually. Now how can we do this collectively now? Because we're not finished. You just individually got it. We got to get it as a people. We have to get everything as a people now. We can be strong individually, but if our people is not as strong as us, then we're just as weak as them. And we walk around like we have accomplished something. That's fine. Again, if our people is not as strong as you are, we haven't accomplished a thing. You have to remember, we arrived over here all together. We didn't come individual. We came together. And if we're going to be successful, we have to be together. We have to move together. And we also have to understand our purpose of what we just encountered as a people. God is the one, Allah, shaped and formed us. He's shaping and formed us. And you can look at our language. Our language is unified. Do for self. To build our model community. Be an example to mankind. That's God's language. That's the way God moves. He wants us to move because he don't need us. We need him. And he's the one directing this whole thing, this whole analysis. And one thing that's as all of us strive and came through our journey, and we standing on top of our mountain, one thing we lacking with each other is respect. Respect, simple rule, respect. As a people, how are we going to share our wealth? How are we going to unite as one? And if we don't respect each other, we don't appreciate each other. That's all respect is, appreciation in dealing with each other. How Allah said that we approach everyone with a lowly spirit, humble, respectful spirit. We be fair and honest to each other, respectfully and honest with each other. Respect goes a long way. Couple months ago, or might have been a month and a half, maybe two, we had a little meeting with the young folks. We had a little talk. And I'm always telling them, the only difference between you and I is respect. It is not age, it's respect. If we respect the youngsters, they respect us back. We have to learn to give respect in order to give it. How well you give it is how well you will receive it. But a lot of things showed us how to do it. Corrected from our first part of our growth and second, taught us, shaped and formed our mannerisms. I know it did for me. I be a firm believer that I got a lot out of the first and second part of our growth under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Ward B. Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with both of them. I'm always giving that respect towards them because they the ones who taught me. And they taught me we have to go after our people, African American descendants of slaves. That's what we was taught to. We wouldn't be sitting here talking this language right now. And if we wasn't well versed in what we had to do, they were both examples of standing up for our people. And ain't nobody was behind that force but Almighty God, Lord, guiding us, conditioning us, having people that's among us that identify with us. We have to learn to listen, the respect for our parents. And you can look at them as the parents of our nation. Imam Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. One taught us the discipline, the other one taught us the guidance. That's what you get from your parents. To be taught you how to be respectful. Told you how to function in an atmosphere collectively. So we know how to deal with each other collectively, we know what we want to do. But see, now today, everybody is not high strung, but they're on their own mountain, I could say that. Everybody knows everything. Everybody can do everything. But we're still in a position of weakness as a community. Change that. We have to grow out of that settlement there. We have to take everything to the next level. The next level. And how are we going to do this? First thing, we have to learn to respect. Because we have people. They physically understand what they have to do. Intelligently, they understand what to do. And spiritually, they understand what we have to do. Now we have to put all that together and make it work. The first part is reminding to respect that we learn from our leaders of the past. We always look at the past to prepare for the future. And what's been told yesterday, we can use it for tomorrow because we have to respect that. It's very important. And there's all kinds of ways. As they would say, I always say that to honor your mother and father, that goes a long way. But we have to understand, I know my upcoming with my parents, we was, as you would call, a broken home. So everything is right down the middle, it was divided. So therefore, it was a lot of animosity. It was all a lot of, I wouldn't say hatred, but a disrespect because they didn't understand why we was going through what we was going through as youngsters. And I'm sure today's people experiencing the same thing. I could see it on the people's face. I could hear it through their voice, the way they talk to each other. We had to amend all that back. Some people that came from a better family situation, they didn't have to experience that. But at the same time, wasn't jealous of them, wasn't upset. You can learn from each other. How was it like that? Oh, man, that's great. I'm going to tell you how it was with us. It was hell. That's how everybody get caught up in all that madness. And next thing you know, here we going heading upstate, assuming this position to jail out. Now, again, we still dealing with Allah, God, and we also dealing with Shaitan. And the way Almighty God moves, he gives you the right, or share the right to make your own decision, what you want to do. But if you coming from a natural a family structure with a father and mother, you will get that guidance like that. Now, son, beware of this. Stay clear of that. Don't do this. Don't do that. And on the other hand, you know, you doing anything you want, when you want, how you want, where you want. So there's entrapments, as you would, I will say. There's traps out there that you fall victim to. A lot of my friends I've seen fell right in those traps, big time. And I used to watch them, oh, I ain't doing that. No, I can't do that. I seen what happened with them. I'm not doing that. Yeah, well, you got to do, no, I don't have to do that. And nobody could make me do that. But, again, as I got old, and matter of fact, once I came through the Nation of Islam and started to learn about the light and how people got into this situation, then I started understanding, wow, I got to go back and respect my family, my mother and father. I truly did. But at first, I didn't care. I would talk to them sometimes any old kind of way. But at the same time, I knew I had to stay away from you because I couldn't figure out why we're in this situation. I'm seeing all this. We want to build our community. We want to build the economic strength of our community, African-American descendants of slaves. And we're going to have to be well-versed on identifying some of the social harm from our people that we're going to have to deal with. We're going to come face-to-face with it. We've been coming face-to-face with it, but we was reacting wrongly to it. And how you can tell? All the murder rate, murder in among our community, wherever it was a majority of African Americans in any city, metropolitan area, there's the homicide rate is high. I done seen that time and time again. Any major metropolitan area, the homicide rate among us is high. That's because we haven't learned to respect each other, love each other, support each other. We haven't learned that yet. And if we still reacting on killing each other, but we want to unite the African American people. And we're going to give a word to the right. We can't make them come follow us. But when they get tired of killing each other, get tired of going to jail, get tired of being left out, then Allah probably is going to receive us or bring them straight to us. Maybe you're prone or you're prime to listen. Because right now, in the hype of everything, they don't listen to nothing. Nothing we say. They're busy doing their thing. We sit up here and talk to the youth, talk to the people every day. We just remind them. Now, let it soak in, because then they have somewhere to go. When they get tired of all this foolishness, that's the patience. That's the persevering that we was taught through our prayer. But this is our time. It's our time to share with the people. But we busy have to trust each other. And how do we trust each other? We trust alone. And through respect, each other, Allah grant us success as far as from dealing with each other. Again, they're very, very important. I respect you. I also have wrote down respect is due to, the definition of respect. Respect due regard, the feelings, the wisdom, the wishes, the right, and the tradition of others. They said it's three kind of respect that you will do. Be kind to the parents or the person. Respect for authority. And respect for honor. Here we go with respect for honor is how we honor our legacy. Always be up front. We respect authority. Who's ever been charged? Who's in charge of how we want to go about doing it? And respect for your parents in person. These are the things we learned in the Nation of Islam. Those three there of respect, I've learned them. I'm always respecting. You get that on general principle coming out to you, you always get the respect. I'm not trying to overpower you or be better. I'm humble. I'm coming humble with you. I want to work as one. I want to build this model community. I want to do for self, establish that. And I want to work as one, as a unified force. This is what I want. Or this is what we want to see from the halal industry. We're using that at the halal industry as our vessel to make those three things happen. But we have to establish respect, and we will not except being disrespect. If I come and respect you and humble myself with you, I'm not looking for you to do the same thing to me, but I'm not looking to be disrespectful from anybody, from anything. That's why we bow. That's why we humble ourselves. And that's why we always want to be fair and honest with you. And if we see that we can't get anything accomplished with you, we'll move on. We won't stand there and make a scene. You know? And this is our criteria. Oh, they tell that guy to turn that music down. Excuse me. So this is what we want to do. This is what we've been striving for. We've been striving for this for a long time now. And I know we're close. We're real close. Only Allah knows. He the best. When he's willing to surrender the people to us, we will be there to serve. That's our whole plan, if I can use that term. Because now, We are very ready. We're well versed. We've been trained very well. Been practicing. But it's now, it's time to move out. And we're going to move out with a loss out front first. One thing I've learned from talking to a lot of people, they got great ideas, they got great vision how they want to do it or what they want to do, but they never lead with what Allah wants or what God wants first. They never do that. They got all kinds of, you know, it's good. But you have to lead with what Almighty God wants first. It won't be successful. Only why? Because the law, he's in control of all that. And if we can sit here and build our criteria around what Allah wants, respecting each other, won't be no problem. No problem at all. All right, I want to do a PSA right now. And James,
thanks. I'd like to read from the Quran, Surah 22, ayats 49-53. O men, I am sent to you only to give a clear warning. Those who believe and work righteousness, for them is forgiveness and a sustenance most generous. But those who strive against our signs to frustrate them, they will be companions of the fire. Never did we send a messenger or a prophet before thee, but when he framed a desire, Satan threw some vanity into his desire. But Allah will cancel anything vain that Satan throws in. And Allah will conform and establish his sign, for Allah is full of knowledge and wisdom. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Now, it's like what Brother Nate was saying about the respect. It had me thinking about years ago, going back to my grade school years. Back then, the respect was established in the public school. Yeah, so we in the public school we had a system where you had they had a strong discipline in the public school at that time. So you had so certain things just wasn't tolerated, and the parents themselves were more parents were more into really disciplining their children. So if a child really got on the line with one of the teachers, if the parent had to come in there, had to come to the school, it was a bad sign for that child. The parent would actually would just you know. And then before that, even the teacher would demand a certain order, a certain form from the student. And the student didn't listen, then the parent, then the teacher themselves might administer some type of punishment just to instill that discipline. So a child can learn, you know, and let the child know that really that in this life, in this world, the way would you do it? It had to be order. It had to be discipline. You had to have respect for authority. So back then, again, it was, matter of fact, back then, the structure was so tight that you didn't want, if you done something at school, you wanted to stay there. You didn't want to get home to the parents. Because the parents, he was in trouble. I can remember like it was yesterday, a parent had to come over to the school, and that child paid dearly for that, man. Because he got out of line. But I'll say this, their parent coming there no more. If that one time was enough. So today, as we talk about the establishment of model community, got to have respect for yourself, and respect for God first, yourself, your family, and respect for authority in general. That means that's going to lead to structure. You have to be willing to follow certain rules, have some structure there. This can be all haphazard. When you start to step, when we get into establishing, that's why I use the school. You got some structure there. You have your instructors, your teachers. You have the custodial staff who keep the building clean. You have the people who monitor the hallways. You got your principals in charge of the overall structure of the school. You have your engineer. He is the one person that takes care of the heating system in the school. At one time, you used to have, we were in junior high and senior high, you had counselors because they took their years went on, they cut that out. But one thing, even then, you still got that basic structure. You have the principal who oversees the total structure of the school. You have the teachers. You have your custodial staff that keeps the school clean. And you have your engineer, the person who's in charge of the heating, so that it keeps it warm in the wintertime. So the same way, when you had that stuff, you're going to have a structure, and you have to have respect for the structure, and you're going to have to be able to have some discipline. So all that goes hand in hand. In this model community that we're talking about building, All those components. Cause we're talking about establishing, having our own, doing it for self. This is specifically for the African American descendants of slaves. So we're the ones in the worst conditions in terms of doing it for self. And doing that, you're going to have to be disciplined, and you're going to have structure, and you have to have respect for that structure. Because without that, then this is not going to work. As we begin to establish these businesses, you got to have a structure there. You know, you got to have a system. You got a budget. You got to meet payroll. You got to have employees. You got to make sure that business is running efficiently. You want people to come to work every day. You know, you don't have people there. They come in one day. Don't come in the next day. Then the day they come in the third day, they come in late. Then you can't have that. So people have to have respect for authority, respect for the structure. Because in building this model community, we're talking about having not only the businesses, but the businesses also going to the tool of life, the tool of community life in its totality. We're talking about not only schools. We're talking about having our own doctors. Inshallah, our own hospital. And that's probably, but the base is going to be this allow industry to do for self. That's going to be the base, and that's going to be the one that's going to be like the filter. All these other businesses are going to spring from that. But that's going to take a discipline, and you really got to be willing to know exactly what you're doing. You have to be able to have your plan and plan already what he's doing up and follow that plan. Because we're going to need, the things we have to do to establish this community to be independent. It's going to take finance, and that means we're going to have to do it. We can't depend on nobody else. So with us, we have to, the same way other ethnic groups have do for self and separate and independent, we have to do the same way. And we have to start, we're not going to run nobody out of our community. We're just going to establish our businesses and people come to us. So eventually, when we start doing that, we start having our restaurants up, our barbershops, you know, people, our hair salons, our own schools, you find that the other ethnic groups, they leave on their own. They ain't got to picket, they ain't got to boycott. Let's go and compete, be independent. We will establish our businesses and go from there. And it's not going to be easy, but once it's done, as Karan said, after the hardship comes the ease. You know, so, and that's something that if we really want to be independent and really establish modern community, we have to be willing to have that sacrifice and hard working attitude. That's what it's going to take. It's going to be some sacrifice and some hard work. We have to be constant at it. Can't be one day in, one day out. So that ain't gonna get it done. It's like every day. Yeah, one day we even have our own towers, have our own studios. Yeah. You know, on 7 days a week, we got staff coming just like I mean, I'm going back in the day now in the 60s when they on DS Radio was the radio station I listened to. They were popular back then. They was on 24 hours. Georgie Wood in the morning. I think then it was Butterball came on later. Then it was Jimmy Bishop. He came on with the love portion. You had a guy named Jocko Collins. Yeah, he came on in the daytime. Jocko Lennon. Then you had another guy. He's come on at one guy had the from 12 to 6 in the morning. He came on late. This guy called Mel Butler. He was out there. A couple other guys. But again, that was a small studio. It wasn't as big as WFIL. But they got the job done. They covered the whole 24 hours with their clothing. So I said that to say this here, man. We are going to do the same thing. We're going to do even greater things, inshallah. But it's going to take leave. You have to have discipline. And you have to have respect for yourself, respect for God, respect for your fellow man, your community, your family. So with those, I'm going to get a phone back to Brother Nate.
Yes, sir.
And inshallah, as they'll say, I still don't want it.
Yes, sir, Brother James. Thank you for those comments. We'd like to come back again. Nate Muhammad here. Allow industry do for self. And we just like to continue with the power of respect. One says, giving and receiving respect from each other is important because of the help or help us feel more comfortable and safe with each other. But I take it a little bit further, is that that breaks down the barriers that we have with each other. Because we all walk around very tense because of our social background. Respect each other. You know, our people never, always disrespect each other. They respect somebody else, but they disrespect each other. We see that in them, like I said, the murder rate. We see that in the rape rate. We see that in the armed robbery. Because we don't have any respect for others. We don't the key is having respect for yourself. But that there has to be worked on. You use to deal with the youth today and all that. We have to respect them. We have to show respect for them. We want to build our model community. We want to work to establish a do for self. But we have to rally the people together first. And these are some of, and this is the main thing we're going to run into, is the disrespect and the lack of respect for each other, oneself. I'm a firm believer of that. I accomplish a lot of things in the bigger way by being respectful. I have a background in construction. And I always say we're working up in the mountains with the people in the mountains. And, you know, everybody will call them any old kind of names, hillbillies and all that. But I call them highlanders. And I will come and I will go deal with them. My greatest weapon that I use with them is respect. I came in respecting them and their atmosphere, letting them be themselves. I don't go in there try to change them, downgrade them, or talk. I came in humble, like I was taught. And I have a positive response from them. Of course, you have a few negative. That's only natural. But majority of the people were respectful because I came respectful, respecting them. And the people we worked for, you said, how did you get these people to do that? And I would tell them, I asked them. And they couldn't figure out. But it's not what I did, it's how I did it. I came respect them. And they didn't see that I'm no threat to them, and I'm here to help them. They seen I'm helping them. And they gave it back. I'm doing enough. So I know the power of it because I experienced it. We want to unify the people, especially our people. Here they been out of the filthy, nasty out here in this society. We're going to have to clean them up. We're going to have to direct them towards a halal disposition, a halal lifestyle. Because definitely they live in all haram, all this stuff that I can bear witness that we rose above all that, coming out of a haram, living a haram, like taught you to disrespect yourself, disrespect others, disregard authority, disregard everything. And we wonder why society look at us as they look at us. We're the most disrespected ethnic group out here on this planet right now. We have to change that. We don't sit up there and cry and say, hey, hurt my feelings. You have to do better. You have to demand respect from them. But first, you have to respect yourself. We're going to do this. This halal industry. People going to be coming around. The first thing they're going to look at is how you treat each other. And that's the first thing they're going to comment. If the place is clean, orderly, and nobody making any kind of noise, no arguing. Matter of fact, I can go back, me and a brother, we were working on this little building, and the guy that ran the job, or the guy was responsible for the job, he would come, he said, I've been watching y'all a couple of days already, and I never heard y'all argue. Y'all never argue. Y'all never raise your voice with each other. That's because we respect we respect each other. We didn't say we just brothers. No, no. We respect each other. He's in charge. He's the lead man. And we respect him. That. And everybody came around, fell in with that. That notion. This is how we can be an imprint in this society. And we want to do this. There's no doubt in my mind we're going to do this. And I never was confused once I understood what was going on. Oh, shoot. Now we just got to go get our people. We got to go right back down in the belly of the beast and rise them up. The nation we said, the nation, oh, I forgot it already. But we have to go get our people. Can't be afraid of that. How are we going to be afraid of something that we already been to? The difference is we coming down with respect. We're not coming down to overpower, disregard, disrespect. We coming down with respect. And just a matter of time, it'll rub off from us on them. That's the destination right now. We already show respect towards each other, because then we can build the comrade with each other. This is important. You don't have to worry about trusting each other. That's already established. Once you have respect for each other, trust is nothing. Trust is mine. But we have to build respect. We sit up here, we talk about what Allah says in this Quran, how you want to do it, how you going to institute what Allah wants. And if you don't respect his creature, that's very important. We respect, if Allah have a bad weather or something like that, we respect that. Because we know the effects of it. We want to respect the human being, the mind, to help direct him to the halal industry. We want to do for self. We want to build our model community. That model community is always going to be built around respect, no matter who comes in there. You get that far to that depth, only how you're going to get there is through respecting those who are out in front of you. It's only how we can get there. Built everything about respect. Yeah, we can highlight about what we want to do and how we want to do it with the finance and how it would go. But it starts with respect first. That's one thing I noticed that we don't have among our people. I don't care whether you Muslim, Christian, or Jew. When we go deal with each other, there's always a degree of disrespect. That's why I'm sitting here talking about it right now. We always used to say respect for leadership. Well, respect for mankind. All that other stuff will come right in order. Better fall right in line. And if you respect yourself, respecting others is no problem. You want to disrespect yourself, it's no problem you disrespecting others. But we have to be able to identify all of this in order for it to work. Been dealing with each other for years now. Especially with this halal industry trying to deal with. We're dealing with the city, and we're trying to respect them as much as possible. But if obviously they don't have any respect because they have a hidden agenda, they disregard everybody. And you want to be fair with them. but they're not being honest with us. You can't be fair if you're not honest. You can't be honest if you're not fair. That's what we've seen with a law show did by humbling ourselves, respecting their authority, if I can use that term. But they showed their other side of it. They showed their disrespect for the people. Not outright telling you I'm disrespecting you, but how they deal with things, how things are dealt with. There's no upfront transparency there. It's a hidden agenda all there because they just outright lie through their system. You can never figure this out if we didn't respect them at first, respect the wishes and go about what they say. This is what we've been dealing with for the last 15, 16, 17, 18 years, back and forth, back and forth. To disregard. Now, whether they lost paperwork or they just outright lying, we don't know. Until you can confront them, you have to confront them. We've been being very respectful all the way up until today. But the change is going to have to come on that. And it's in the making. And as the ma'am said, we can stay humble in prayer. And we're not going to treat them the way they treated us. I think that speaks for itself. That sounds like a wiser person, a bigger person. And no revenge, because how what they said in the Bible, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. As the law says in the Quran, it's an eye for an eye. But it's best that you let it go. I mean, let him handle it. Because he's exposing things more and more with today's gatherings. And we be patient, persevere, stay in the prayer. That's our job. That's our job as believers in Allah. Godly, move from a godly standpoint. Not doing shaitan. We don't rose above that. We don't grew out of that. Anytime you can make that statement, you understand, Stay focused in prayer. And don't do, you know, when the victory comes, stay focused in prayer. And don't do to them what they've done to us. That's a sign of a bigger person, a person that grown as an individual. To show that, people will have to see that. Because once Allah pull that cloth from over their eyes, from over them, they're exposed. And old shaitan, worst thing you can do to him is expose him. But we don't have any choice. Allah do that. We don't do that. We go after understanding how and what he just done. It's like I said about the power of the respect of mankind. We want it for mankind, but we have to earn it. Nobody's going to give it to us. And coming in the direction that we came from, it'll be greater for us once we rise above all this madness and take a rightful place with Allah in front of us. That's our objective. That's our destination. But we will be doing that using, like I said earlier, using the halal industry as the vessel to make it happen. To generate the resource for our people. I don't know if you heard any noise earlier. where we have the youngsters coming in. They have a little studio upstairs, and it was, you know, they're coming in, but we didn't know they was coming. And we was just elaborating with them, trying to see what they're doing. But we had to give the room, some room to the youngsters to just to be themselves. And we have to remind them when they come in, they have to respect them. That's all we want. They don't owe us nothing. We don't owe them nothing. We definitely got to give them respect. They deserve it, whether they want it or not. Until they understand what they had just happened with them, they can use it as a learning session as they grow old. But we have to give it because we know it and we see it and we have to present it. We have good teachers, good examples in front of us to help shape and form ourselves. And then all we have to do is give back, share that same experience with those who come behind me. They used to always tell her that in construction, make sure you teach the youngsters when they come through, just like they taught us. Same thing. That's respect for each other, looking out for our past and preparing for our future. That was what I seen as the guideline and the grounds of how we got this far. With Allah's help, coming down to the end of the program, and I just like to announce we will not be here tomorrow. We'll be back Saturday, inshallah. So I like to just turn everything back over to James and let him read the announcement.
Thank you, Brother Nick. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for edition of Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to its community life by doing for self to build the modern community. We'd like to thank everyone for joining in to the program this evening, and we'll talk again Friday. Assalamu alaikum. Excuse me.